But now I have some questions regarding the presence of Mary in the temple, which I'm sure you'll be kind enough to answer. Do you accept that a holy book has always referred to the sons of the children of Israel, not their daughters?
If you mean that tribes are known by their fathers, then
yes,
however.
Do you accept that the value of a virgin girl in our law is based on the price for which the father sells her, and that in reality, her husband becomes her owner at that point?
According to you, maybe, but not according to the
law
of God.
And you know that men are permitted to have as many wives as their wealth will allow, or that they can purchase slaves and concubines from the market.
Yes, I very much know about...
And you know better than anyone else that women are forbidden to enter the priest's court. And the punishment for such a crime is death. You also know that women are forbidden to attend or even watch the ceremonies of offering sacrifices.
Yes, I am aware of the verses about...
Yes, you have read some verses. Now, I ask you, are you aware of the limitations for women in the Jewish tradition, yes or no?
I am aware. The Jewish tradition you follow imposes all these limitations on women. But the truth of the Mosaic teachings establishes a lofty position for womankind. You know fully well that men are indeed raised by women.
So you're aware of these limitations. Was it then you who ordered Mary to attend a prayer ceremony?
No. I gave her no such order.
Then with whose permission did she enter the prayer hall?
She heard a voice commanding her to pray with those who are praying.
A voice? Divine.
What? She heard a voice. Whose voice was this? Tell us whose voice. Tell us whose voice was it?
It was a divine command from the Almighty.
Divine revelation?
Divine revelation?
What is he saying? Divine revelation?
What is he talking about?
What is he talking about?
Yes.
Divine. What is all this?
What is he saying?
Come on. He says he heard a divine command from God.
Yes.
So you're trying to tell us that God Almighty communicated directly with this young girl.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Divine revelation? What is he saying?
Oh, my God!
Do you realize what you are saying? It'll be better if you bring some evidence to prove your claim.
What is he talking about?
Wait. Divine revelation. Wait, all of you.
What is he talking about? Divine revelation? Yes.
What is he saying? Are you then willing to accept that there has been a revelation? Or do you think that Mary is pretending?
Mary has always told the truth, and I accept completely what she has said. Is there anyone gathered here today who has ever heard Mary utter a falsehood?
This is strange. You also until now have maintained that you received divine revelation, which we also doubt. Now you make this claim that Mary is also received on divine revelation. We all know that until now God has never spoken to any woman. He has never spoken to a woman ever. Never ever. God has only spoken to men. He has revealed himself to men as a burning bush or some other symbol. Is this not so? Is this not so? Even if that God had wished to speak to someone in this temple, I think that he would have spoken to His Excellency, the Honorable Priest Hillel, or among the other distinguished priests of our temple. What happened that God only chose to speak to Mary?
God alone is fully aware of what He does.
As I have said, no one can accept this kind of blasphemy, never. This being the case, I declare Zapia, the elder of the Abia family, is no longer competent. This old man is either a liar, has gone insane, or has been bewitched by a young girl who has taken control over him. Now I ask you, O noble and pious priests of the Temple of Solomon, do you believe the exaggerated claims of divine revelation from the girl and this old man?
No, we don't.
Then do you all accept that from now on, women will also pray in the temple with all of us? Then do I have your consent to punish Zakaria and Mary for their blasphemy? Is this not a crime? Then do I have your approval on this? Do you agree?
Yes, yes, they should be punished. They should be punished.
We will punish them. We will punish them.
Do you all agree on this?
Yes, yes, they truly deserve the punishment.
Silence. Calm down. Please calm down. Do not dramatize. These are serious allegations and require much consideration. Therefore, this decision is postponed until the next meeting of Sanhedrin Council. This session is closed.
Lord Hillel. Noble Yasaka.
Oh, Lord Hillel, what have you done? Oh, God.
I had no choice, Grandfather. It was God's command.
However, the priests of the temple do not sincerely worship God. So how was it that God ordered you to pray with them?
The moment I entered the temple and stood behind the priests, a veil was lifted from front of my eyes. I saw the angels lined up, awaiting my arrival in order to start the ceremony. Their beauty was so breathtaking that my heart started pounding. It seemed as if they had all gathered there to welcome me. And suddenly a pleasant fragrance filled the air. A dazzling light entered the hall from the right side of the temple. A voice was heard from within the light, calling out my name along with the names of three other ladies. Out of the names mentioned, one name for whom the angels were proud of was of such a woman that filled me with untold joy. And I found my heart filled with an overpowering love for her. The angels, upon realizing this love, began bowing down unto me. Grandfather, can you believe that they bowed down to me? The angels, along with the three ladies, told me to endure the hardships that I shall face in future with patience. Then we all began to pray together in the temple.
Oh, ladies, you are among the four chosen women of the world.
And that lady?
Rejoice, Mary, for she is the world's most distinguished woman, daughter of God's last prophet. You four women are the pride of heaven and the source of purity and virtue. Yes. Rejoice, Mary.
I had almost destroyed him, huh? Why did you interfere?
Look, we cannot fool ourselves. He is a messenger of God.
Listen to me. The Jews are the master race. We must dominate the entire world, its politics and economics. Should be in the hands of our people. And I will annihilate anyone who attempts to stand in my way. Be he a prophet or not.